Christianity is often charged with being a copycat religion, especially when it comes to Jesus' resurrection. Sometimes, the charge is that it's a rip-off on pagan deities. But other times, the charge is that Jesus' resurrection is nothing but an idea borrowed from Judaism, since most first-century Jews believed that there would be a general resurrection at the end of time. Is Jesus' resurrection just a borrowed idea from Judaism? No. And the reason why is that the early Christians changed the dominant Jewish view of resurrection in too significant of a way for them to have ripped off first century eschatology. New Testament scholar N.T. Wright, in his book The Resurrection of the Son of God, identifies several major Christian mutations, but I'll share three here. First, the Jews believed the resurrection would be a return to the same kind of bodily life as the one experienced before death. But this was not the case for Jesus. The early Christians professed that Jesus rose transformed, being incorruptible, glorious, and not confined by the boundaries of space and matter. Second, prior to Christianity, no one in the first century believed in a Jewish Messiah rising from the dead just 3 days after his death and before the general resurrection at the end of time. Such an idea was foreign to Jews, but not for Christians. Third, the first century Christians professed Jesus' resurrection as central to Christian faith and salvation. For example, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:17, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. It was also an interconnecting theme for other beliefs, such as the divinity of Christ. The Jews didn't view the doctrine of resurrection as having this central of a role to play. It was almost secondary relative to the law and prayer. Such Christian mutations of the Jewish doctrine of resurrection gives us reason to conclude that it's unreasonable to say that Jesus' resurrection was just an idea borrowed from Judaism. If you want to learn more about this topic and others like it, visit our website at Catholic.com. And also, don't forget to visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com to learn how you can bring me out to speak at your next event. For Catholic Answers, I'm Carlo Broussard. Thanks for watching.